When I first met Kate, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was always getting in trouble. Not gonna lie to you. Always getting in trouble. Troublemaker. I really wanted to fight somebody. Because I did end up in a group home. But Kate knew I had a good heart. She tried to take me on. And we've been visiting each other ever since.
I knew quite a lot about his history. I knew about abusive stuff. I knew about siblings. I mean, I had access to his full record. And so I knew quite a lot about his difficult background. But then, you know, seeing him, I read the file, but then and then meeting him was like a whole different story. I was like, oh, my God, this is like, you know, a boy, a very kind, gentle, sweet boy. And I felt that like I saw that he had a good heart, because that's the only thing I ever wanted him to know, is that like I knew that he was good, because everybody else telling him he's bad.
It meant a lot, because like I said, I didn't really have my mom and my dad in my life. Then she kind of came in and she kind of like said like, oh yeah, there's still a hope. It was like a new experience when I first saw her. And then I kind of see her as my mother. I'm not going to lie to you. Like another mother to me. I don't think we really said, oh yeah, you're black, you're white. We joke around every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more the fact that like we go to like a play out there in Barrington. It would be weird for me, because that kind of environment, it's all like, I'm not gonna be racist or anything, but it was like all white, and I was only black when there, yeah. But I didn't care, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to support their family, and that's what I did. I'm not gonna lie to you, I feel like I was stared at, and then I brought it to church.
Oh yeah, he brought me to church.
I brought it.
And who was I?
Huh?
Who was I? The only person there.
Only the white person.
The only white person.
So it's kind of like equal. We don't really look at each other like, oh, you're black, you're white. We just equal with it.
But we do joke around about it a lot, and I think we have to. But I remember when we were at the church, and he looked at me, and he turned to me, and he goes, now, you know how I feel, because you are the only white person here. I was like, you're right. I mean, he's coming from a land that's totally foreign, but I try to understand it. Like, he teaches me vocabulary, and he tries to help me understand, you know, where he's coming from, who he likes to listen to for music, and what do these certain words mean and all that. So we're really like, it's weird, two worlds colliding, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess like you could say like we started off rough and it got better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the relationship to me in the beginning, I was just looking, I brought this book, it's a journal him and I, when we first started together, and that was that we would write what was going on during the week. And then when mm-hmm. we saw each other, we would exchange the book. So if it's okay with you, I wanted to read to you stuff to know about me, Denzel. This is like in his writing. It's so cute. Oh, is this going to be too embarrassing for you?
No, go ahead.
Okay. It's really sweet. I love music. I love to clean. My favorite sport is football. Second favorite sport is basketball. I'm athletic. I love to eat. And this is my favorite line of the whole thing. I'm sometimes trustworthy.
I'm not going to lie.
Isn't that awesome? And then he says this right after that. I love to be loved and cared for. I wrote him back. I got to find it. Oh, here we go. You read mine.
All right.
Let's see what I put.
This is no book, Kate. I love figure skating. I like walking on the beach when it is late afternoon. I love to bake desserts. I love books, and library. I also loved going to the movies. I speak Spanish, which you still haven't yet to teach me yet.
Yeah, it's true.
I love to shop for shoes. Come on. I'm a great dancer. You wish.
I am.
I have done stand-up comedy three times.
I feel like I was trying to teach him stuff and like make him feel a certain way. And now I'm just trying to like learn how to be most helpful to him instead of me being mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm going to help this kid. You know what I mean? That's not what happened. I didn't think I started with that idea, but then I think it's turned into like we help each other.
Like she said, like when now it's like now that I'm starting work and now that I'm starting to look for an apartment with my probation officer, now that she's doing her own thing. We can still see each other every once in a while,
on the way over here, I was remembering the first time when you came to my house for dinner.
Oh, yep.
Do you remember that?
Faintly.
Do you remember what you said to me about, I mean, you might, maybe it wasn't a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to me. I said, what did you think about my house? And you said, oh, I think your house is mad peaceful.
Yeah, yep, yep. That sounds like me. That definitely sounds like
me. And I was like, wow, you know, I never thought of my house as that.
If I wasn't at a house, I was at a program. And mm-hmm. programs are not peaceful at all.
No.
Never peaceful. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be in my own house. That's what I'm doing right now, trying to get my own house. Definitely keeping in touch.
We're like lifelong. I mean, even if we don't, you know, he's going to age out of this program and whatever, but it's like we're lifelong committed to each other. I feel that way. I don't know if you feel that way.
I definitely do too.